Rabbanon, the wood is not also banor by burning it. So the only time you have a case that's also banor, according to Rabbanon, is to sit on the wood itself. Boy minei Rami Bachoma. So Rami Bachoma asked the Shailom Rav Chizda, from Rav Chizda. What's going to be the halacha? Tanor she'siku b'yatzei hegdish. Up until now we're talking about you're burning oil or klayim, or else we had avoid the zora. Now we're clearing another shalom. What about if you use wood from hegdish? You had wood that was set aside to use for the marocha, was set aside to use for hegdish. It has an isra hanor on it, and you took this wood and you burnt it. You used it for the fuel in the tanor. Shigo b'yatzei hegdish. And you bake bread with this heat. Is the Rabbanon, declared a shal according to Rabbanon Shita, to Shara b'kemaisam, that Rabbanon before said, that by oil and clear kerem, if you burn the wood to make the bread becomes mutter, mai. What's going to be the locha by Hegdish? Is Hegdish different than that? That's what he asked. And Omalei, the Taka answered back, Yishinah apas asurim. Here Taka, even the Rabbanon will be moidah, that wood, that's Hegdish, the attack is also tavanor, even from the hesek, even from the heat that comes out of the burnt wood, still it's also banor. Fred Gemara, why? Oma ben zuli orlo. Why is hegdish that's also banor any different than orlo that's also banor? The peiros or the klipas of orlo is also banor. And still there you're telling me the rabbanon svar is that when you burn it, it's considered. First you burn it, you make it into nothing, and then the heat comes from nothing. So say the same thing by hegdish also. First you're burning the wood of Hegdish, it's like you made an ice Hegdish, and now the heat comes from nothing. So how come by Hegdish all of a sudden you're saying it's also? And the Gemara, Omar Rova, Hochi Hashta, what's Vatsushta, what's it's not Daima one to the other. What's the difference? Well, it's not Daima. Olo, I tell you, B'teila B'masayim. Olo, even with the Rabbanon, there's Alochas when it's bottle. If you have a Peri that was Olo, it falls into 200 Peris that are Mutter, it becomes bottle. You'll not eat it. You have one apple that was grown from the first 3 years. It falls into another 200 apples of heter that was from a 4-year-old tree. It's both you'll have to eat them all. Mashenkin hegdish has a chumro afilu bielaf lebotom. So I call upon him, midirabonon, hegdish is more chumro. If you have something that's hegdish that falls into even 1,000 times as much, it's lebotom. So about hegdish has this chumro, therefore by says midirabonon will be machmed to say yeshvach etzim by hegdish. Rashi, b'teilu b'masayim, hilkach lechamira, mishakola v'nivri surayin. Therefore, by Orlo, when it's burnt up, like midrabbonin, it looks as if it's bottle. That's why the rabbonin didn't ask for it. Mashenken by Hegdish, even after it's burnt up, see what do you want to say? It looks like it's bottle? No. Midrabbonin, Hegdish can't become bottle. Even if you throw it into 1,000 things as much, it's still awesome. You see, midrabbonin, Hegdish never becomes bottle. Here also, even after you burn the wood of Hegdish, we don't look as if it's bottle, as if it's nothing. No, Hegdish has a chumra, we don't look like it's bottle. Therefore, the bread that you bake from Hegdish is tak also banu, even according to Rabbanim. Fredi Gemara. Elo amarovo, I kasha le ho kasha. If I have a kasha and what you're saying, that the Rabbanim are going to be moidah by atzel of Hegdish, this is what shvetim, this is my kasha. I have a new kasha now. What's going on here? There's wood here that's Hegdish, right? The lock of a Hegdish is like this. When you take Hegdish to have anor from it, as soon as you have anor from it, you're over the Yisamila. Somebody saying here. You're over the Yisamila. And the male, when you're over the Yisamila, the lock is it's Yotza Lechulin. The cloud is, there was the one that started to burn this wood, he had anor from it. He's over the Yisamila. And the klal is v'chol heichad the mola masik by hegdish. Anytime somebody's over the yisam milah, nafik lulu chulin. That's the lachom. The hegdish goes out to be chulin now. So v'zayi v'shashio. What happened here? First you took the wood and you started to make fire. So now the person, the yisroel that took this wood, right away he's having enough from the wood. He's over the yisam milah. By him being over the yisam milah, the wood becomes chulin. So now when the heat comes out of the wood and you're baking the bread should be mutter. Because the one that made the fire, he was moiled, and Allah says, whenever you moil in Hegdish, it's Yotze Lechulin. So Drashi, V'aloi moil ha-masik, V'chayiv korban mila. The Yisrael that took the Hegdish stick of wood and started to make a fire, have anor from it, he's over the Yisrael mila, he has to bring a korban. V'chol dover shein v'gdush zaguf, anything that doesn't have v'gdush zaguf, like a korban or a kli sharis, the Allah says, as soon as you moil, it's Yotze Lechulin. That's the Allah. So that was a kasha here. Since you took this wood and used it, so right away you're over Mila, Samel of the bread should be mutter, because it comes like chum, like a bread now. And the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Hocho ba'atzei shlomim matkinim. We're talking about wood that you are makdish for the purpose to use for a shlomim. Rashi ba'atzei shlomim, she'atfisam ledmei shlomim, shlomim, lemoichrom likach v'demeim shlomim. Or the kotchim kalim ein lem mila. This is the teretz. That since you set aside this wood to be used for shlomim, shlomim, which is the kotchim kalim, doesn't have the yisam mila. The only time you have mila by shlomim, after you do zrikas dam on the emurim, that's going to go on the mizbeach, that's called kotzi Hashem. Then if you have enough from the emurim, then you're over mila. But before you make zrika on the basar, or else the eitzim that you're going to use for shlomim, there's no din mila. Even if you have hanor from it, you're not over the yisam mila. And now, Gemara is saying, since you're not over the yisam mila, the loch riz is not yotze l'chulin. That's how we say if you have enjoyment from hegdish, that it goes out l'chulin, that's only because you're over the yisam mila. When you're over the yisam mila, then we say the mila makes it, that's yotze l'chulin. But lo yitzu, you have something that you're not moil on, there's no yisam mila, you don't have a chi of carbon mila, it's taka not yotze l'chulin. And I'll bring you a raya for this. The alibud Rav Yehuda, alibud Rav Yehuda. The yomer Rav Yehuda says like this, Hegdish b'shoigeg mischalal. If you have hanor from hegdish b'shoigeg, the pshat is then you moil, and then you have to bring a korban milah, it's like a mischalal. The lachor is that hegdish goes out l'chulin. What about the mezid? Let's say you take hanor from hegdish b'mezid. You know what you're doing. You know this is a hegdish sticker, a cow, a horse, and you're riding on it right now. The lachor is ain't a mischalal. It's not mischalal. Why not? Why doesn't it go out l'chulin? The mezid, my time alloy. What's the reason if you rode this horse that belongs to Hegdish? The mezid, it doesn't go out l'chulin. The teretz is, kivon de lar ba milahu, since you did it, the mezid. And the mezid is no issa milah, milah is only b'shoigig. If you take hanor from Hegdish with mezid, you're not over the issa milah. It's a melah menofek l'chulin. It doesn't go out l'chulin. So this is the raya, that when do we say if you take hanor from Hegdish, it goes out automatically l'chulin only because you're over the yisam mila. The yisam mila makes it that it goes out l'chulin. Mashenken, if you do it b'mezid, there's no yisam mila. You're not mechuyah to being a carbon mila if you do b'mezid. If you take hanor from hegdish b'mezid, you're over an yisah. You're not allowed to have hanor, but it's not called you a mol. Mol means b'shoigeg. So since you see b'mezid, it doesn't. You don't have to being a carbon mila. Who adin? It's not nofak l'chulin. It's a mela shlomim nami by a wood that you are makdish for the purpose of a shlomim, which is only a kotchim kalim. By kotchim kalim, we're saying there's never mila. The only time you have mila by kotchim kalim is la'achaz rika with the emurim, the fat that you're going to put on the mizbeach. Since right now that's going on the mizbeach, that's called kotchi Hashem, now it gets a special kedusha that is nisa mila. But before you have the emurim, just the behemoth or the wood on shlomim doesn't have any nisa mila on it. So mela kiv on the la'ar ba mila. Since shlomim and the wood that you set aside for the shlomim has no issa mila, is a mela loy nafik l'chulin. Therefore, it doesn't go out l'chulin. So, since it doesn't go out l'chulin, that's just the case that you took wood that was set aside for shlomim, and now when Yisrael came and burnt this wood, so true, he's over an issa by using the wood. But since he wasn't moel, the lachar is the wood does not go out l'chulin. The wood still has kedusha on it. So mela now, if you bake bread with it, we say even according to Rabbanan, with the chumra of Hegdish, that even the bread becomes awesome. Because by other Yisurim, we say the Yisur is like bottle, but by Hegdish doesn't have any bittul, therefore by Hegdish we say the bread also becomes awesome. For the Gemara, is this true? The chol hecha de moil, ha-masik, nafik l'chulin, is that true what we're saying? That when somebody takes hanor from Hegdish, b'shoigig, that he's over the Yisur Mila, he has to bring a carbon Mila, you're telling me right after that, the thing becomes chulin. It's yourself from Hegdish becoming chulin. For Tanya, we learned like this. Call on this rofen. Anytime you burn something, offren mutter. Anything that's also bano, after you burn it, the offren becomes mutter. Even by chometz, if you hold chometz as minanis rofen, the offren is mutter, klaya kerim. After you burn the klaya kerim, the offren is mutter. If you hold it minanis rofen. Has called the rofen any issa that's toin sreifa, after it's burnt, it becomes mutter. Chutz only, meyatzi asheira, from the issa avoid the zora, v'yefer hegdish. And nu adin hegdish that was burnt up, is l'oyla maser. It's still awesome, but no, even after it's burnt up. This is the kasha. Why is Hegdish after burnt up? Is the ish still awesome, but no? L'chura, the person that burnt it, was over in Issa Mila. Since he was over in Issa Mila, we say whenever you moil, it automatically goes out l'chulin. So how do you have a case that the ashes of Hegdish is still awesome, but no? says, one teretz is a poshid, Omer Rami Bachomo, you're going to noflad lekam yelehom, v'yatze hegdish. The lek to inish the nimul. Hatzei heket himso, that hegdish taka had wood, and a fire broke out by itself in the base of Migdish. And a fire by itself burnt up the wood. So in such a case, nobody was maul, because nobody made the fire. So there was no person that burnt it, it burnt up by itself. So in such a case, the ish is, since there was no milah done about it, the ish is still asa banor. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, Rav Shmaya Omer, Omar, the oisan shetun geniza. I tell you, this brisa that says that Efer of Hegdish is the Eilam Osir, it's only talking about the Efer of the Trumas Hadeshim. By the Trumas Hadeshim, we had before a special Gzeres HaKosiv. The Tanya, the Pesuk says by Trumas Hadeshim, the Somui, we dashin benachas, do it easy, not to spread it out. The Somu Kuloi, the Somu Shloyefazim. And we dash before also, the Somu means, the Somu Shom, leave it there, that it's Osir Bano Loilim. So the special Gzeres HaKosiv, the Trumas Hadeshim. Even though, what is the Trumas Hadeshin? That's the ish that you're taking off the Mizbeach that was already burnt up. So even though the Kabbonos were already burnt up, so the Esther should have been Mutter, because that's called Minan Esrafim, the offering is Mutter, because it's called Nasim, it's Vosai. But here there's a new Gzeres HaKosav, that we had before. The Trumas Hadeshin, the person says, the Samu Shama, leave it there. There we dash it, it has to stay there, then it's Asa Bano. So that we say, the Hegdish is Asa Bano, even after it was burnt up, only means the ish of Trumas Hadeshin. All the wood that belonged to Hegdish, and now somebody came and took that wood and burnt it, since that person is over the Yisra Mila, when he burns it, Enechnami is like a Yotze Lechunen. Right. The Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah said, Yabyudu Waime Ein Biacham Telebisreifa. That's Yabyudu Shita, that the way women carry the mitzvah Tashvisu, destroying Acham Zoni with beer, burning you with fire. And the Acham said, no, you don't have to burn it, nor Zara Leruach, just throwing it away is also good. So the Maratani, we learned in the Braisa. Om Reb Yudim, Yudim says like this, Ein biyacham etzel esreifel. The way you have to do the mitzvah is not burning it. V'yadim noisin. And I have a kal v'chayma to say that chometz has to be burnt up. What's my kal v'chayma? O ma noisin. Maduch from the yisra noisin. By kotshim, you have a shlomim left over the second night. Or a chatas left over the first night. The next morning becomes noisin. The din is you have to burn noisin. She'ena v'bayiro v'bayimotzei. The Torah doesn't say any new issa bayiro bayimotzi. You can't see noiser, you can't keep noiser. Still, we say toin shreifa. The Torah says noiser has to be burnt up. Obazoi chometz, the issa chometz on Pesach sheyeshtem bayiro bayimotzi. Achutz from the issa achila and achutz from the issa hano of chometz. There's another issa. There's a bayiro bayimotzi. You're not allowed to even see it. You can't even find it in your house. Not only can't you eat it. Since the Torah was so machmir by chometz. I tell you, like Koshchein Shetunis Reifon, there's a Kalvachayma that this Isra No of Chometz has to be burnt up. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Kalvachayma from Noiser. Omruloi, so Rabbanan answered back to Rabbi Yehuda and said, no, this is not a good Kalvachayma. So the Kalv is like this. Kol din, any Kalvachayma, Shatadan, that you want to make, that Chilos Elahachim, true, you want to make, Kalvachayma means, Maduch, this Kal has the Chumrah, Avad, this more Chumrah has the Chumrah. So you want to bring the Chumrah to say that by Pesach, you have to burn the Chometz. Over here, v'sreifel hokum, you're coming out to make a kula at the end. And if you're making a kula at the end, something lenient, then we say, ain't a din. That's the pirch, there's no such kavachayim like that. It's the kavachayim is only, if you're only ending up with a Chumrah, something strict. But by bringing the strict thing here, you can end up to be lenient, then we don't say a kavachayim. Now, what are we being lenient? What's the kal here? The place is like this. What about loimotz eitzim asorfein? They're telling me now, push the svar should be chometz, just get rid of it. Let the chometz say, throw it in the wind, throw it in the yam, just get rid of it. If you just dash in the kal v'chayim, now to say, no, that's not the way you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. The way you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu is after you have to burn it. Now what's going to be if somebody doesn't have wood to burn? A guy's stuck, he has no wood around there. According to you, he's being mevatel the mitzvah tashbisu. Because you're being mechadash or cooler now, that if you don't have wood, you can't burn it, so you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. The Torah says, no, tashbisu sorma v'teichem. V'chol dover shato yochol hashbisoi. The Torah, Poshet, says, is a mitzvah to destroy your chometz before Pesach. How do you destroy it? Poshet shafu tashbisu is, any way you want. Throw it to Ruach, throw it to the Yam. Now you, Rabbi Yehuda, is telling me a kula. That no, the mitzvah is only to burn it. What's going to be if somebody doesn't have fire? He can't do the mitzvah. He's like Potter from the mitzvah. So you'd be making on the person to say he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. That's not mistavrim. You can't give a kula upon a person. So therefore, since He wants to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. You can't tell him yechum, the Torah is saying now from a kal v'chomer, you have to burn it. Because then it'll come out a case, somebody can't burn it. He's potter from the mitzvah. It's not mistaver to say a kula here. So that's the chomer's taina to Rabbi Yehuda, this can't be a good kal v'chomer. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda was mekabel, there's an attack of chayzer, it's not a kal v'chomer. Now, chaz Rabbi Yehuda v'donu dinach, I have another way to learn. Not from a kal v'chomer, but from a gzeir v'shova. A gzeir v'shova, you can't ask this kasha. Noiser osa machila. Stam poshet geret. Noiser, this meat that was left overnight, is osa to eat. The chametz osa machila. The Torah says chametz osa, you can't eat chametz. Avazai, a poshet gzeir v'shova. Ma noiser b'sreifa. Just like by noiser, the Torah says you have to burn it. Hatal yav chametz b'sreifa. Chametz osa has to be burnt. A poshet kal v'chomer. Omulah, the chametz say no, if you want to learn a poshet gzeir v'shova, then I can't come in gzeir v'shova. I definitely, there's no gzeir v'shova here. I'll tell you, nevela tochiach. Look at the yisra nevela. She asura v'achila. The Torah says nevela you can't eat. V'yein, the Torah says from. And we don't have to burn nevela. So what din chametz? Even though the Torah says not to eat it, you don't have to burn it. Omulah, and Rabbi Yehuda answered back, hefrish, there's a big difference between nevela and noisim. Noisir is two things. It's asura v'achilu v'hanor. And the Torah says to burn it, good. Who are din v'chametz? Chametz also has these two things. It's asura v'achilu v'hanor. Chametz is also b'no. It says lo yeyochel. We learn out that chametz is also b'no. Of so here's the gzeirah shava. Ma nois, just like by noiser. Toy in sreifa, hey, it's also b'achila b'no. You have to burn it. Av chametz, the same thing by chametz. Not a kavu chayma. Stam a poshut limud is also toy in sreifa. That's a yudid limud. Fret the rabbanim back. No. Amrulah the rabbanim answer back. There's no gzeirah shava. I have a pirch on this gzeirah shava. Shor haniskel yechiach. I'll bring you right from Shor Niskel, the Shor that killed somebody. The din is Bezin Paskanois. We have to stone the Shor. The locker is Shasura Bachilu Bahano. You're not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says, Noki, it's also Bahano. You can't have any Ano from it. And still we know the locker is Bezin turns away from. Shor Niskel never brought down. You have to burn it. You just stone it. And that's all. Bury it there. You don't have to burn it. So you see, something could be also Bachil and Bahano. And still it's not turned away from. So maybe Chometz is more done with the Shor Niskel and not the Noiser. Omolahen, if you the answer back, no. I'll tell you a reason why chametz is more doimer to noiser than to shor niskel. Hefresh, there's a difference between the two of them. Noiser osa b'achilu v'ano v'yoynish karis. If you eat noiser, you have a chiyav karis for it. The chametz also has this chumra. The chametz osa b'achilu v'ano v'yoynish karis. If you eat chametz on Pesach, you chayav karis. So that's why it's a chomer digadin. That's why it's more gzeir shava to noiser to say it's turns right from. Ma noisim mele is b'sreifa, av chametz b'sreifa. That's a good zera shava. These two things are very alike. They both have isra achila hanor and karis. They're just like noisim needs sreifa, chametz needs sreifa. Ma shenke and shor haniskel is not. There's no chiyuv skila. Shor haniskel is only a lav. So even though shor haniskel is also b'achila and b'anor, but you know why you don't have to burn shor haniskel? Because there's no chiyuv karis. Ma shenke and chametz that has a chiyuv karis. The very good where Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from noisim. Omrulay, the Chum still say no, I have a kasha, I have a pircha on the Gzeir Shovim. Omrulay, the Rabboni answer back, Chel boy shall shor haniskel yechiach. What about the chelev, the fat of the shor haniskel? Now, the chelev is a chiyuv karis. If you eat chelev from any behemoth, the locher is yechayiv karis. Now, shor haniskel is asa banor. So, shosa bachilo, this chelev here, inalar eat it, Uva hano, it's also bano the chelev of shor haniskel. Even though regular chelev is mutter bano, but the chelev of shor haniskel, the Torah says noki, you can't have any hano at all from the shor haniskel. So here you have this chelev that's also bachilo. Uva hano, the yernish koris, the yain torin tsreifa, and still you see, you don't have to burn it. So that's the chometz taina. There's no gzeir shavam. Meichet taisi chometz. Is daima to noiser, maybe chomet is daima to the chelev of shor haniskel. That you see, it has all these three milas, and still it's not toin sreifa. That's what the Gemara says. So Mashra of Yehuda was mekabel this pircham, and it comes on to a new limit. Now, Bechonin, the Kaiba Shurim, asked the Shtach HaKashir, he asked, what's this last pircha, chelboy, to shor haniskel? The chelboy, it has these three surim, are made up from two different factors, though. Chelev by itself was only yosef achila. True, chelev has an issa koris, but chelev by itself only has an isra achila. Chelev by itself is mutter b'anor. Now that it's shor haniskel, the isra shor haniskel said it's also b'anor. But the isra shor haniskel doesn't have a chiyuv karis. So that's why you don't have to burn this chelev. You know why you don't have to burn the chelev of shor haniskel? Because it's made up of two different isurim, and each isra by itself doesn't have the three milas. That's why you don't have to burn it. Hey, the chelev by itself is mutter b'anor. That's why chelev doesn't have to burn. Shor haniskel by itself
is has no chiyuv korban. That's why you don't have to burn it. So these two put together, you don't have to burn it because they're made from two separate surim. Mashenkein chometz, that it itself has all three milas. Chometz itself is asa b'chidom, it itself is asa b'noah, and it itself is a chiyuv korban. So that is a good sfar to learn alpha meisim. It was bad sorachin on this kasha. Right. Hakol pon mashmet the kasha. The Gemara says Chozer Rabbi Yehuda v'dono din acher. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from another din now. Another way to say that it's asa b'noah. Din acher. Noiser yoishtem about sosirum. Noiser has a din about sosirum means you're not going to leave it over. What's all you say of noiser? The Torah says a chat that you can eat today and tonight. So it's about sosirum. Don't leave it over tonight. There's a mitzvah to eat it right away. Don't leave it over. You have this lav of about sosirum. Don't leave it over. The chometz also about sosirum. Chometz also, Torah says, don't leave it over to chometz. There's a mitzvah tashmisu, destroy it before Pesach. Don't leave it over. Of a Zoyman Noiser, just like Noiser, that has this din of Baal Tassirum. We say Bisreifam, Afchamis Bisreifam. This is the Xerah Shova. That's why it's Doyman is trying Bisreifam. Because both of them have a Baal Tassirum. Omru Loi, the Chom answered back, no, I have a Pirchon Yog Xerah Shova. Osham Tolui, the Chat Esoif, Havo Ala Sofik, Lidvarecha Yochiach. I have a Pirchon Yog from the Klal of an Osham Tolui. An Osham Tolui means if somebody eats something, he had in front of him, shh, please. He had in front of him chaylev and tzreif. He had chaylev and shumin in front of him. Chaylev and shumin, he didn't, and he ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate. That's the case you have to bring in Oshem Toli. He ate one of these two. You don't know if he ate the chaylev or he ate the shumin. So the shumin is mutter, the chaylev is aser. So therefore, that's called an Oshem Toli. And another case is, v'chat tzreif abol asofit. Chat the soif comes on the soif. That case of Yoledis. Anisha there was Mapel. When Mesupik was the bench of Kayama or not. The Shimachuyi Bekorban or not. So she has to bring a chatis. Halachar is a chat the soif. That's the one chatis that comes on the soif. Even though there's no nidovah. By a chatis, there's a xeris akosif though, you can bring a chat the soif on the soif. Now, Lodvarechu Yochichoi. I have a kasha and you have you itself. Shehein Babal Tosiru. The chatisoyf is not allowed about the serum. You're not allowed to leave it over. Shanu oimrim that the chomim say there b'sreifa. You're supposed to burn it. If you left it over, you didn't eat it. You let it be nicer. That is, you have this chatisoyf that you left over, so it becomes about the serum. It becomes nicer, and we say you have to burn it. V'yato oimrim b'kfurim. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, over there say no. Even though there's a lav, it's also b'achilim b'anom, and it's about the serum. You're not allowed to leave it over. Still, you say it's only the kfura. You see, it's not toin sreifa. There's a pirchah according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you yourself have a kasher on you. Shrashi viyatu oim the kfura. A oshem toli koi, the kasher of an oshem toli. The kam Rabbi Yehuda yikfur. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only kfura. Viyafagav sha noisi vimenu osta bachilu vano. Viyarnish korasu. Vuhu vabal tesiru. If you have an oshem toli, you bring a korban because you're masupik if you did the aver or not. Now, locher is like an oshem. You're allowed to eat it one day and one night. If you left it overnight the next morning, even though it's nicer, and it has an isra achila, isra no, and it's b'val tesiru, and it has chiyav karas on it also, still there, if you just says it's not turning sreifa for some reason. I'm not sure why. I think maybe the taste says why. Yeah, Taisis, the third Taisis, fourth. The atom of the kfura, why does you just say here you only bury it? Time of Yehuda, Dorosh Teraskanim, he has a pasuk for it. Michi Kodesh Hu, we dash in Hu Bisreifam, Veloi Chat Yisreif Yashem Tolu Bisreifam. He has exerts the cost of a kitzam. But I call upon him, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you see, there is a case that has all milas, it's an Isra Achil, Isra Noah, about the Siru, and Chiv Karis, and still you see it's not Toyin Sreifam. So, Bezoi, how do you know to say Chat Chomitz? Is Doima to the regular Noiser that is Bisreifam? Maybe Chomitz is Doima to this Noiser that you don't have Bisreifam. That was the Rabbanan's kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. But even though the Rabbanan themselves, they don't have this pircha. The Rabbanan themselves say that even those cases also you have to burn. So according to Rabbanan, they themselves, why don't they make this Zer Shavam? According to Rabbanan, any time you have an Isra Achila, an Isra Ano, a Chiyav Chorus, about the Siru, you have to burn it. So Chomet should also have to do it. So Taisi says Rabbanan said there's a Miyat. The Bosan says by Noisim, like we had before, Dafka Noisi you have to burn and nothing else. Rabbanan said there's a me, it's only nicer and nothing else. Yeah, that's what I said, the third Taisir.
V'yemari demash malu hanoisa b'sreifa v'loy kol yisur shabatayr b'sreifa. Tafilu chomitz. Rabbanon hold is a miyit. But after noiser has to have sreifa, nothing else. Therefore, Rabbanon say chomitz does need sreifa. Ah, you Reb Yehuda. Rabbanon said there's a pircha upon Reb Yehuda. But my story, even though there's a pircha on Reb Yehuda wasn't chayza for this. Reb Yehuda still hold this is a good svara. It's still also banom. So Gemara says some shalom here.
Yom Reb Yosef. Hainu the Yom Yinshi. This is what people say. Kapo de chito nagra begavei, his kapo, that's the ladle, that the nagar, the carpenter himself, used to hollow something out, is nisraf chardolo. He'll like burn his tongue, he'll burn himself with mustard. In other words, here, you Rav Yehuda, you brought a limud, but from your own din, we're slugging you up. Amr Abaye, Abaye said like this. And Amr Abaye, Abaye said, sadno besadnei Yosef, is midvil yodeya mishtalim. Hey, Sadna Rashi says, this means like a nagir, oyster sad losum baragli asirim. The carpenter makes some type of a trap that you put the feet of the people that are in jail inside it. Kamei batosem basad ragli. Is midvil yodeho mishtalim, mid maromis yodev malachtoi mishtalim schoroi kishinim tzaganov. When he found out it's stolen, he gets paid back from what he himself did when it gets stolen. In other words, also, what you did, gufa, makes it worse for yourself. And Rabbi Wama, gira begire mikto. In other words, the person that makes arrows, the arrow itself kills him. Is midvil yodeho mishtalim. He's paid back from what he himself made. In other words, you that made up the arrow, you gave a possibility for somebody else to kill you. See, here also, like Yehuda, from your own din, that you say that this, the noiser of a chatis oif, the ball of sofig, is not nisra, from that is the pircham, how come chomich should be besreifer? Alright, we'll stop here.